You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Tabitha Jean Naylor, the founder of SuccessStartup101.com, a digital magazine that provides answers to the most pertinent questions facing business owners today. She's also the proud owner of TabithaNaylor.com, a marketing firm that delivers big agency quality at rates that are affordable for both startups and small businesses. Tabitha, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, what is the goal of Successful Startup 101?
The goal of the magazine is really, it's designed to help people. So in my life, I've owned several startups, including one that I still run, TabithaNaylor.com. And I've been very, very fortunate along the way with them, but it hasn't been through luck. I'm a very tenacious person. I'm not scared to take calculated risks. And what I've learned quickly is how to rebound from bad decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't make mistakes along the way, but I was able to learn from them and move on. And I realized that there are people out there who may very well have similar issues to the ones that I was facing, but there's just not a good place to cut through the web clutter to get them what they need in a timely fashion. So that's really where the idea for Successful Startup 101 came from, is I wanted to design a magazine that would offer concise and valuable information to pick up questions that come up when you're putting your life into a startup. Now, a new business tests everything that you have, and there are going to be many times when you have questions that you sometimes just need an answer to, but you don't know who to call, you don't know where to look, and when you go to the when you go online, you're gonna end up feeling overwhelmed with information. So the idea of Successful Startup 101 is to be a trusted resource for business-related questions and concerns that arise along the way. We really wanted fellow business owners to have the kind of access to information that I kind of stumbled upon mostly through trial and error.
What is the one thing that you think new business owners don't spend enough time on?
Planning. When you're planning out your new business, it's a vital part of the process. Oftentimes, people get an idea or an inspiration, and they hit the ground running without even thinking about what they're actually getting themselves into. And a properly planned business will put a business owner through the entire process so thoroughly that he or she will have no choice but to seriously consider the more than full-time hours that are going to be associated with it is better than the novelty, when you first start and it, you know, I mean, as time progresses, maybe it's not so fun and not interesting. So planning before opening a business means more than just thinking about what you want to do or what you want to sell and deciding where you're going to go with it. You know, those are important things to consider, but finalizing those choices doesn't get you near having enough structure to start a business. So what I've seen is that potential business owners need to figure out what the scope of their business is going to be so that they can refrain from over-promising and under-delivering. So the legal needs and ramifications of starting a business have to be considered, from a business setup standpoint, whether you're going to do a sole proprietorship, whether it's going to be a partnership, S-Corp, LLC. And business owners also need to establish what tools, what equipment, what materials they're going to need in order to open their doors starting on day one. Now, all of these things cost money, so then we have to look into the financial component of it, which is, where do we get the capital? And these aren't just things that can be figured out along the way. They're things that need to be planned out well in advance so that you're really setting the course of your business up for the most success. You have to make a firm decision of how you're going to run your business and then stick with it. And obviously, there's going to be some degree of nimbleness that needs to be built in. But you can't start without direction. And the only way to get from point A to point B is to figure out how you're going to do it. And that's really where the planning component comes into play.
What do business plans actually do for startups?
Well, I always use this analogy. You wouldn't go to a foreign country and try to navigate by yourself without a map. So that's really what your business plan is. It may seem redundant at times, and sometimes it may seem overwhelming or technical, but having a business plan is a vital element of the proper planning process. It's going to help you keep track of what you're providing, speaking with others, ensuring that you're articulating your message, and customers and potential customers know that this is actually a well thought out and organized endeavor, not just something that was thrown together overnight. Your business plan is going to lend credibility in an economy that's full of new business owners and is required to get a loan if that's the route you're going to go when it comes to actually funding your business. Now, if you continue through the first few years, a business plan is really what's going to give you the direction when you're not sure what the next step is or how your decisions are supposed to look. It's going to give a new business owner direction in terms of proper scope of your endeavor as well as goal setting, so that when you're first launching your business, you have realistic goals and you can celebrate those milestones along the way, because starting a business is hard work, and oftentimes we get so stuck in the grind of just focus, work, that we don't necessarily take the necessary steps to celebrate the small victories along the way. And the other thing with goal setting in your business plan is that it helps you keep progressing forward so that you have something that you're working towards. And these are all very critical components when it comes to getting your business off the ground and then making sure that it actually goes the distance.
Today we are joined by Tabitha Jean Naylor, the founder of SuccessfulStartup101.com, a digital magazine that provides answers to the most pertinent questions facing business owners today, as well as the proud owner of TabithaNaylor.com, a marketing firm that delivers big agency quality at rates that are affordable for both startups and small businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tabitha, is there one thing that you can think of that small business owners do that usually overwhelms them?
Well, aside from what sometimes seems like thousands of things that a small business owner actually does on a daily basis, it's easy to get overwhelmed and forget your audience. Now, you don't have to be there to make everything great for every single person, and in fact, you're probably not going to be capable of it. We always say that the customer first, customer satisfaction is very important. But at the end of the day, you're never going to appease anyone. So you have to keep in mind that seriously devoting time to making things better needs to be your primary goal. When you're thinking about your target market, and you need to decide who you want to reach through your efforts, and then stick to them. And if you try to be too much to too many people, you're going to find that you're going in a million different directions. And you can't really make a genuine connection with your customers that are actually the right fit for your brand. So you need to know your demographic, and then once you do, you need to figure out what makes you better than everyone else that's available. You need to come up with, your own unique selling proposition, come up with your competitive advantage. And it's very critical that business owners from day one take the time to go through this process, because the days of just, what makes me better is I offer great customer service, those days are over, because customers are expecting great customer service. And just through the work that I've done over the years, it's really been a stumbling block for businesses that are just opening their doors, because they don't come up with enough differentiation between their competitors.
When would you say, with your experience, when would be the right time to hire employees?
Hiring employees kicks off one of the most obnoxious cycles that a startup founder or small business owner is going to get stuck in. Now, having employees can seem like a logical part of business ownership, but for a lot of companies, it's not. Startups are usually run by the founder for a substantial amount of time before there's even money in the coffers to pay for an employee. And what people find is that they become overworked and know that they need an employee to relieve some of the workload. But the problem is that they need revenue to hire the employee, and they won't have the revenue until they have another person to take on some of the increased workload. So it really becomes a vicious cycle. So So what I always tell people, and, you know, I mean, one thing that we really try to focus on through the magazine is that you have to take a look at finances and have a realistic discussion of things that you may need to cut back on to yield more money, so that you actually have the revenue to bring somebody else on. Now, beyond that, help doesn't have to be expensive. And while it obviously depends on the field, part-time help might be totally manageable until sales and payments are high enough to support having someone for more than, say, 10 or 20 hours per week. Now, if you still aren't sure if it's time to hire an employee, you have to think about three things. One, do you need more time to build your company rather than just trying to maintain or play catch-up all the time? Two, do your clients or customers ever comment that they feel that they don't ever see you? And three, are there profit-making parts of your business that are going to be ignored while you try to do everything else? Now, you may be saving money by not hiring someone, but you could also be losing money if you're lacking in efficiency and attention to detail because you're so overworked with everything else. Rather than create this kind of false economy, sometimes it's necessary to take a step back, look at finances, and see if anything in the budget allows for the addition of even part-time help so that you can focus on growing your business instead of working in it.
Well said there. And what one thing can startups do in conclusion to close more deals with potential customers and clients?
When you're trying to convince someone that your product is a better thing to spend their hard-earned money on, just telling them what the item is, it's just not good enough. Now, that strategy may work for someone who's already very interested, but it's going to be a strategy that's very flawed, and it's going to be something that isn't going to pull people in who are sitting on the fence. Now, customer engagement is vital when you're dealing with modern-day customers, and they need to feel involved, and they need to feel like the person that they're speaking with is actually listening to the things that they say. And the key to that is very simple. Actually listen to the things that your customers say. And then while they're talking, try to figure out what the problem is and how your product can fix it. Products and services that resolve real problems will sell. And sales pitches that only focus on how a product is good for everyone, but not how it can help someone, doesn't do much to create a buyer confidence and buyer goodwill. So you have to address them. Show them that you're listening, show them that you care, and then demonstrate how your product or your service or your solution is the best thing to help fix the problem or fix the need that they have.
Valuable information. It's SuccessfulStartup101.com and TabithaNaylor.com. Tabitha, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Tabitha Jean Naylor, the founder of SuccessfulStartup101.com, a digital magazine that provides answers to the most pertinent questions facing business owners today, and the proud owner of TabithaNaylor.com, a marketing firm that delivers big agency quality at rates that are affordable for both startups and small businesses. And once again, it's SuccessfulStartup101.com and TabithaNaylor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.